In July, rock and roller Burton Cummings from the Guess Who will be playing two concerts in Iowa. He has a concert in Davenport on July 12th and in Des Moines on July 20th. Cummings says there was a fake Guess Who band touring in the States.
We were all sick and tired of these fake wannabes pretending that they were the Guess Who. You know what they used to do? They used to use our real records to promote their shows. People would think Randy and I were coming, or maybe some of the other Guess Who guys, and it never was. It was always fake.
Cummings says it was a long legal battle, but they eventually won, and the real Guess Who remains. Cummings will be touring the state, or has been touring the states, since September.
It's not the first time I've been to that area, and we're looking forward to coming back. And I'll tell you this, I've got a great band, so I hope everyone enjoys it. We can't wait to get there and rock for you.
You can hear the full 11-minute interview Kyle Martin did with Burton Cummings by going to 1230kfjb.com and heading to the interviews page. The project on Center Street and Main Street is not only a resurfacing of the roadway, but also replacing the infrastructure underneath. Marshalltown Sewer Superintendent Troy McGahee was curious as to what they would find under the roads.
So we did find quite a few undocumented storm and sanitary sewer lines. We responded, it does take some time, but we eventually televised them. We smoke test them, and we dye test buildings to make sure there's connectivity before we abandon anything.
Through those three tests, if the pipe is working and in service, they will document the pipe and make sure that it's up to code. McGahee talks through what each of those tests are. The televised tests will take video inside of the pipe, and this allows them to review the inside without having to dig up the pipe again. He then talks about the smoke tests to prove connectivity.
We isolate the area that we want to check by using air plugs, and then we introduce forced air with a smoke agent, usually a pellet or gaseous form. It is eco-friendly, it's non-toxic, it doesn't smell. So, and that will come up through the actual, what we call soil stacks, on the roofs of homes and buildings.
If the smoke test shows that the soil stack is not working properly, they can then do a dye test.
We put a traceable dye, which is usually a bright green, red, or blue, and we can introduce that into the water system like a toilet or a sink or a floor drain, and we can flush that out, and then we can tell where it's coming.
McGahee's team is just one part of the many pipes and infrastructure they are working on as part of the Center Street Main Street project. Follow updates from the city on Facebook. The project-specific page is called Marshalltown Main Event. Beginning of the Marshalltown Community School Board meetings always have recognitions, and on Monday, two students were recognized because they won a national championship.
Isaac Ben Scooter and Isaac Seeberger for winning the national championship at National History Day in College Park, Maryland in the senior group performance division.
That's Marshalltown Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Theron Schutte. Ben Scooter and Seeberger competed against top student historians from across the country, showcasing not only academic excellence, but also a deep commitment to understanding and communicating complex historical topics.
Their topic was Tinker versus Des Moines, so we're very proud of them representing the Bobcats admirably on a national stage.
National History Day is a nonprofit education program that engages over 500,000 middle and high school students around the world annually in conducting original research on historical topics of interest. The year-long program culminates in a national contest each June at the University of Maryland. Ryan Melton, the Democratic candidate in Iowa's 4th Congressional District the past two elections, has suspended his 2026 campaign. Melton, who lives in Webster City, announced on social media it was a tough decision to exit the race, but Melton has been notified he's losing his full-time job in the private sector and needs to focus on finding a new job to support his family. Melton also said he's dealing with a health concern he needs to prioritize, and his campaign schedule had been hard on his six-year-old son. Melton finished his 2024 race against Republican Congressman Randy Feenstra with nearly 33% of the vote, about 2 points better than his finish against Feenstra in 2022. Melton says he doesn't regret a single minute of campaigning over the past several years, and it was an honor to build up the Democratic Party in an area of the state that's been dominated by the GOP. Veenstra, who was reelected last year to a third term in the U.S. House, has set up a committee to explore a run for governor. Republican Lynn Evans, a member of the state Senate, announced last month that he's exploring a campaign in Iowa's 4th congressional district. County auditors are raising concerns about proposed rules from the Iowa Secretary of State's office that would require the same training for every part-timer and volunteer who works on Election Day. Jenny Hillary is Deputy Commissions of Elections in the Dubuque County Auditor's Office.
There's a lot of election personnel at the elections, and all of the required training might not be necessary for people who are just picking up election night results or dropping something off on election morning.
Election workers who open absentee ballots are trained on the rules for early voting, and election workers at each precinct who screen voters and hand out ballots are trained about Election Day voting rules.
And our election staff who are just picking up results to get back to the courthouse so we can timely get them uploaded to the state so the public can see, probably don't need all of the voter check-in process.
Eric Gukin, legal counsel for the Secretary of State's office, says he and others on the staff are reviewing those concerns.
Part of the trick is that the code language says it's pretty flat about anybody who works in the polling place on Election Day. So we're really looking at that to see if we can further define that down to help address some of those issues.
The proposed guidelines for training of what Gukin calls precinct election workers, or PEOs, were discussed this week during a meeting of the legislative panel that reviews all the rules state agencies develop.
The list of training requirements, the topics that we chose were those that we already do heavily training on, both us and the counties, as sort of a baseline starting point. So that way everybody is, all PEOs across the state are getting a similar baseline training. They also are reflective of the questions that we most frequently get from either the public or counties as we're doing trainings.
Gukin says the Secretary of State's office is developing new training materials, too. A notebook of names was recovered from the vehicle of the man who shot two Minnesota legislators and their spouses. Illinois governor says the notebook contains over 600 names of elected officials and abortion providers. Part of those names were Iowa lawmakers. Law enforcement contacted all Iowans listed in the notebook. Many Minnesota Democrats were on the list, along with people from Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Missouri, and Michigan. Iowa Senate Democratic leader Janice Weiner says that this kind of political violence that unfolded this past weekend in Minnesota is horrendous. And Weiner says people must stand side by side with each other, regardless of their differences. 70 members of the Iowa House are calling for a special session of the legislature to override the governor's veto of a bill that would have set new rules for carbon pipelines, but the veto will stand because there's not enough support among Senate Republicans for a special session. The Iowa Constitution requires that two-thirds of the members of the Iowa House and Iowa Senate sign a petition calling for a special session before one is held. The 70 signatures from Republicans and Democrats in the House meet that threshold, but Senate Republican leader Jack Whitfer says majority of Senate Republicans would not be interested in any attempt to override Governor Reynolds' veto. House Speaker Pat Grassley says the veto was a major setback for Iowa landowners and for efforts in the House to safeguard property rights and ban the use of eminent domain for private gain of pipeline owners. Law officers across Iowa are taking part in a nationwide effort this week to promote the Move Over, It's the Law program. Trooper Paul Gardner of the Iowa State Patrol says it's been the law in Iowa more than 20 years, but it's only recently been passed in all 50 states.
We want to remind motorists who happen to approach a stopped emergency vehicle, a maintenance vehicle, tow truck, or any vehicle displaying flashing lights that's parked on the side of the road to move over into the other lane, or if a lane change is not possible, to slow down to a reasonable speed below the posted speed limit.
Ignoring the law could bring a $200 fine and suspension of your driver's license for up to a year. Law enforcement will be focusing on making sure motorists move over during a special operation that's running through Thursday. Coming up, we're going to be talking about a couple new friends that have moved in at the Blank Park Zoo. It's 1210.
McGregor's Furniture and Mattress is your local furniture store in Marshalltown, and they are proud to support Marshalltown Bobcat Athletics. If you need a new recliner to relax in, or perhaps a new dining set for the whole family, shop McGregor's. They also have a good selection of luxurious sectional sofas. Score the mattress of your dreams with an assist from the McGregor's friendly and knowledgeable staff. You'll be the household MVP when you bring home the winning selection from McGregor's Furniture and Mattress downtown Marshalltown. Open 7 days a week.
It's 1210. We're at 71 degrees. More KFJB news.
The Discovery Center at the Blank Park Zoo has a couple new friends this week. Blank Park Zoo announced two bamboo sharks have been added to their Big Reef Aquarium. The bamboo sharks' names are Snoopy and Pluto, and they're the first two sharks in Blank Park Zoo. Snoopy and Pluto are more active after sunset, so visitors may have to look hard to find them throughout the day. Check out all the summer activities happening at Blank Park Zoo online at blankparkzoo.com. A unique restaurant in the Des Moines area will be closing one location in Jordan Creek Mall. Zombie Burger and Shake Lab will close their Jordan Creek Town Center location when their lease ends at the end of this month. The owners made the announcement on Tuesday this week, reminding fans of the restaurant their original location in the Des Moines East Village will remain open. All Zombie Burger gift cards will be honored at that location until they close, and gift cards will still be accepted at the East Village location. The final day at the Jordan Creek location will be on Friday, June 27th. Carbon monoxide poisoning is usually associated with fall and starting up the furnace, but Iowans need to be aware that the colorless, odorless gas can be equally as lethal during the summer months, including while staying in a rental cabin or even while boating. Dr. Benjamin Orozco, an emergency physician at Amplify Health by Gunderson, says people need to know the causes and the risks.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poisoning. If you're pressure washing indoors with a gas-powered pressure washer, these are real problems.
Carbon monoxide poisoning can also strike water skiers and anyone else being towed on the water, though it's more rare.